KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Starting off, taking a look at high school sports from last night and high school softball action. It was Atlantic picking up another nice win in Hawkeye 10 play as they beat Denison Schleswig in a showdown of top teams in the conference. 5-3, Atlantic picks up that victory last night, and Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman talked about the win.
It was another good outing as far as in the circle with Allie. She did a great job of keeping a really, really tough-hitting Denison team off balance. Not a lot of strikeouts, but she was able to place her pitches very well and put them where she needed to get the outs, especially to the right side of the field. Big inning for us was in the third, took advantage of an error, and then Lexus Handel doubles and Reagan Pellet singles. And in the midst there, they intentionally walk Allie Anderson and Bailey Newell. We welcome her back onto the field after being out for a while, and she got a hit. So
Atlantic picks up that 5-3 win over Denison. Other Hawkeye 10 scores: Glenwood tops Creston 8-7. It was Harlan 11-8 over Kemper Catholic. Lewis Central beat St. Albert 17-0. And Shenandoah was a 17-6 winner over Red Oak. In Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley 12-0. Riverside a 7-3 win over Tri-Center. Trainer 3-0 over HSTW. And Underwood 10-0 over Audubon. Rolling Valley play, Boyer Valley beat Cam 15-6. In corner conference action, it was Sydney 14-0 over Fremont Mills, and Stanton beat Essex 14-7. Pride of Iowa conference play, Bedford over Southwest Valley 10-0. I-35 beat Central Decatur 13-5. Lenox 12-1 over Nottoway Valley. It was Martinsdale St. Mary's 12-0 over Wayne. Mount Air beat East Union 8-2, and Pleasantville got by Southeast Warren 10-0. Other scores, it was Thomas Jefferson taking two from Sioux City West, 13-0 in Game 1 and 15-4 in Game 2. Sioux City North beat Abraham Lincoln 8-2. Twin Cedars over Melcher Dallas 10-5 in 8 innings of play. Moulton O'Dell beat a diagonal team 12-0, and Murray was a 7-1 winner over Seymour. High school baseball action yesterday in Hawkeye 10 conference play. It was Atlantic 11-1 over Denison Schleswig. Glenwood topped Creston 18-9 in 9 innings of play. Harlan an 8-4 win over Kemper Catholic. Lewis Central a 6-3 win over St. Albert. They fell earlier in the day in a game at Principal Park to St. L 6-4 in 8 innings of play. Shenandoah was a 10-2 winner over Red Oak. Western Iowa conference play, Logan Magnolia beat Griswold 13-4. Missouri Valley 16-2 over IKM Manning. Trainer topped HSTW 7-0, and Underwood a 9-4 win over Audubon. Also in Rolling Valley play, it was Cam 5-2 over Boyer Valley. Coon Rapids Bayard 3-1 over New Fonda. Glenn Ralston 14-3 over Storm Lake St. Mary's. Corner conference action, Fremont Mills beat Sydney 6-3. Stanton a 13-6 win over Essex. Pride of Iowa Conference, Central Decatur a 7-4 win over I-35. Lenox was a 4-3 winner over Nottoway Valley. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Wayne 11-1. Mount Air 12-1 over East Union. Pleasantville 13-1 over Southeast Warren. Southwest Valley beat Bedford 7-6. Other scores, it was Thomas Jefferson 6-3 over Sioux City West in Game 1. They beat him in Game 2 as well, 5-4 in 8 innings of play. Melcher Dallas top Twin Cedars 4-1. Moravia 11-0 over Mormon Trail. Murray 10-8 over Seymour. And Sioux City North took 2 from Abraham Lincoln, 7-6 in Game 1 and 9-8 in Game 2. That's a look at your high school baseball and softball scores from last night. Also in high school sports notes, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association released their all-state soccer selections yesterday, and the lone member from the area in Class 3A named to a team was Darby Thomas of Abraham Lincoln, a second-team selection there in Class 3A. In Class 2A, first-team selections from the area included Alex Moore of Denison, Grace Goudry of Lewis Central, Isabella Smith of Lewis Central, Madison Parks of Lewis Central, and Sawyer Eliff of Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. In Class 2A, second-team selections included Alyssa Pomeranke of Lewis Central, Josie Stoner of Thomas Jefferson, and Skylar Ritter of Thomas Jefferson. And then 1A selections from the area, first-team members included Ellie Tarbox of St. Albert and Tilly Heim of Tri-Center. Also named to the second team were Alexis Keller of Trainer, Alyssa Keller of Trainer, Audrey Melick of Panorama, and also Brianna Ross of Creston, Emily Recker of St. Albert, Emma McDonald of Tri-Center, Haley James of Underwood, Kellen Bloodgood of Creston, Kaylin Wettengill of St. Albert, Lily DeHeer of Tri-Center, McKenna Shepherd of St. Albert, Natalie Haynes of Missouri Valley, and Tegan Blackburn of St. Albert, all named their second-team selections in Class 1A. So those are your Iowa Girls Coaches Association All-State Girls Soccer honorees. In Major League Baseball, game we had for you last night here on the radio, the Cardinals 4-2 loss to the Padres leaves St. Louis three games behind the Brewers. Eric Hosmer hit a solo homer, and A.J. Ellis added a two-run single, while San Diego scored three times in the fourth inning off of Miles Michaelis. The Padres have won 10 of their last 14 games. Joey Votto lined a tie-breaking bases-loaded triple in the 10th inning to send the Reds past the Royals 5-1. Tucker Barnhart slammed a solo homer, and Cincinnati starter Sal Romano lowered his ERA to 5.67 by holding the Royals to a run and four hits over eight frames. Other baseball scores last night in interleague play, it was the Yankees 3-0 over Washington and Dodgers a 12-5 win over Texas. In American League action, Boston 6-4 over Baltimore, Minnesota 6-4 over Detroit, Tampa Bay beat Toronto 4-1, the White Sox 5-1 over Cleveland, Houston 6-3 over Oakland, and Seattle 6-3 over the Angels. In the National League, Philadelphia 5-4 over Colorado, Miami beat San Francisco 3-1, Atlanta an 8-2 win over the Mets. It was Milwaukee beating the Cubs 4-0, and Arizona a 13-8 win over Pittsburgh. Pacific Coast League Baseball, no games yesterday. The teams from the area will be on the road here tonight as Iowa's at Reno, Omaha at Tacoma. Those will be 9 o'clock Central start times here tonight. Also in baseball news, Washington Nationals second baseman Daniel Murphy made his season debut against the Yankees Tuesday after coming off the DL. He batted fifth and went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts in the Nats' 3-0 loss. The 33-year-old Murphy missed the Nats' first 64 games while recovering from right knee surgery. Orioles right-hander Andrew Cashner has been placed on the 10-day DL with lower back spasms. He's expected to miss at least one start. In other sports, the Golden State Warriors and Washington Capitals held their championship parades on Tuesday. Hundreds of thousands of Warriors fans turned out for the team's third victory parade in 4 years as the players rode open double-decker buses. An equal number of Caps fans lined Constitution Avenue or stood at the National Mall to celebrate the first championship in the team's 43-season history. Kyrie Irving is playing coy about the possibility of reuniting with his former Cleveland Cavaliers teammate LeBron James next season in Boston. The Celtics guard on Tuesday deferred when asked about the prospect of the team pursuing James this summer. The 33-year-old James has a player option to remain in Cleveland next season but could opt for free agency. Irving simply said he's experienced it all in the NBA and that he'll see what management decides. And moving on to some other sporting notes, FIFA member federations voted 134-65 in favor of selecting the joint bid from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico to host the 2026 World Cup over Morocco. The outcome was an endorsement for the more profitable and stable bid from the North American neighbors. The four countries involved in the bidding and three U.S. territories were not involved in the ballot. In his acceptance speech, U.S. Soccer Federation President Carlos Cordero says, "Thank you so very much for this incredible honor." The 2026 World Cup has 48 teams playing a total of 80 games, 60 planned across 10 U.S. cities, and 10 games in three cities for each of Canada and Mexico. Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly has signed two bills inspired by the Larry Nassar scandal, including one giving childhood sexual abuse victims more time to sue. One law will allow people who were sexually abused as children to sue until their 28th birthdays or 3 years from when they realize they have been abused. Nassar's victims will get a 90-day window to sue retroactively. And one college football preview magazine expects Iowa State to make more progress next season, even though the win total may not show it. Phil Steele's college football preview expects Iowa State to be in bowl contention once again against a difficult schedule. ISU posted upsets over Oklahoma and TCU in 2017 and posting an 8-5 record that included a win over Memphis in the Liberty Bowl.
This is a very good Iowa State team. It's going to be tough for them to top last year's record. I mean, look at the road games. They play Iowa, TCU, Oklahoma State, Texas, all on the road this year. But Campbell's building this team the right way. I'm pretty excited about the future for Iowa State football.
Steele says this Iowa State team does not have as much experience, and another factor this season may be luck. The Cyclones were a plus 10 in turnover margin last year, and Steele says history has proven that turnover margins tend to even out. He feels Iowa State's defense will be solid and expects the offense to make progress. Steele says David Montgomery in the run game will be more effective. They open the season on September 1st against South Dakota State. Steele's college football preview will hit the newsstands on June 26th. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports was brought to you here this hour by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.